and a guy who's been fully vaccinated and then some. He's in the news again today, Gentleman Jim Dallas, who, by the way, has not been vaccinated. I'm a guy that's been fully vaccinated. I had the booster, the first booster. I haven't had anything beyond that. But I've had the two Pfizers and a booster. And Jim has had nothing, nada. So we come at this from different perspectives. But what have you got on Dr. Fauci today?
Yeah, well, the 81-year-old, he first caught the coronavirus 2 weeks ago. We reported that. That was on June 15th. After that, Fauci's doctors prescribed him Pfizer's antiviral drug, Paxlovid, due to his age, and that put him at some kind of a risk of developing symptoms. But he said he finished the 5-day treatment with this drug, this Paxlovid, and he tested negative for the coronavirus for 3 days in a row. But on the 4th day, guess what happened?
What?
He tested positive again.
Oh, my God.
So this is a quote. He says, after I finished the 5 days of Paxlovid, I reverted to negative on an antigen test for 3 days in a row. And then on the 4th day, just to be absolutely certain, I tested myself again and reverted back to positive.
Now, what do you think it is? We know that here in the state of Nevada, we had something like, 96% of the tests were wrong or in some way flawed. And I guess my question is, do you believe a positive test is a positive test?
That is interesting, and you're right. I mean, necessarily, it might be a false positive. It could very well be. But I think the bigger point that we should be talking about is the fact that not only did he get his shots, he was boosted, and he still tested positive. That's what we should be concerned with, I think, because all along, I've been taking vitamin C, vitamin D3, zinc, that sort of thing, just pure vitamins. And that seems to be the way, at least for a lot of people, including myself.
So in other words, you get fully boosted, you test positive, you then have 3 days of negative tests, and then you follow that up with a fourth that is positive. I don't know what to believe, who to believe. This is just flat out weird. Coming up, we're going to switch gears. Ron Futrell from 8 News Now will join us. We'll talk about a busy sports weekend for the holiday and a whole lot more as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Popular demand. The showroom at South Point Free Sands.
A high-energy tribute to that legendary rocker, Rod Stewart.
And the commanding woman of song and dance,
Tina Turner.
In the production of John Anthony is Rod Stewart. Cookie Watkins is Tina Turner.
So realistic, you'll believe. July 1st to the 3rd.
Tickets to the box office online at southpointcasino.com or charged by phone 702-797-8055.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Launa proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. If you're flying this holiday weekend, be prepared for crowded airports, full planes, and higher than normal chances your flight will be delayed or even canceled.
Airlines have stumbled badly over the last two holiday weekends, and the number of Americans flying over the July 4th weekend expected to set records for the pandemic era. Problems have been popping up already with high numbers of cancellations this week, some of them caused by thunderstorms. Tracking service Flight Aware says American Airlines canceled 8% of its flights on Tuesday and Wednesday. Ketanji Brown Jackson will not change the Supreme Court's 6-3 conservative tilt, but her presence is historic.
This is the first time that the Supreme Court has not been made up of a majority of white men. So, of course, there are now two black justices on the court, Justice Jackson and Justice Clarence Thomas, who is the longest serving justice on the court. And, of course, now there are four women on the court for the first time ever.
Correspondent Jessica Gresko. Also at townhall.com, a cyber attack disrupting unemployment benefits in some states.
A cyber attack on a software company has disrupted unemployment benefits and job-seeking assistance for thousands of people in several states. The Tennessee website for unemployment benefits was impacted. Some 12,000 Tennesseans rely on the program, and for now, they're not getting their payments. The vendor impacted, Geographic Solutions, warned officials on Sunday that service would be interrupted. Unemployment websites in several other states were also affected. It's still unclear if it was a ransomware attack or some other type of cyber incident. I'm Norman Hall.
A lower close on Wall Street, the Dow off 231 points, and the NASDAQ was down 149. More at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at relieffactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. Relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. Be the next success story.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star Medicated Ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the MultiCare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax-free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The MultiCare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the MultiCare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The MultiCare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449.
It's 104. This is your KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Even with high gas prices and triple-digit temperatures, Las Vegas tourism officials are expecting a busy 4th of July holiday weekend. The Las Vegas Convention and Visitors Authority is not predicting how many people will be coming to town. But the three-day holiday weekends previously have drawn more than 300,000 visitors. AAA Nevada says high gas prices are not stopping people from hitting the road, with more than 42 million people expected to travel at least 50 miles this weekend. Las Vegas airport officials declined to predict how many travelers will make their way through the airport this weekend, but said more than 4.5 million passengers traveled through the airport in May, third best month in airport history. They said they expect the numbers to be better for June and July. Confusion over homeowner property taxes as Clark County officials trying to clear up quote-unquote misinformation on the issue. County Assessor Brianna Johnson says homeowners have up to a year from now to establish their correct property tax rate for the upcoming fiscal year, adding that it does not need to be done by today, the end of the fiscal year, of course, being June 30th.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
And a quick check of the traffic cams. Volumes are heavy right now on Interstate 15 southbound at Oakey. A lot of congestion through there. Moderate flows through the Spaghetti Bowl, 515 east at Main. And you'll touch the brakes on the Beltway, 215 eastbound at Decatur.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do, when he followed through, the exact opposite.
Check it out.
COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. When you think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right. To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people.
Number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number two of Live and Local. And of course, this being a holiday weekend, a lot of you may be taking the day off today. You're certainly going to be off on Monday for the 4th of July for Independence Day. Always good to visit with Ron Futrell, sports anchor and reporter for 8 News Now. Where are you today? You're out somewhere.
I'm speaking at a luncheon, actually. Just got finished. It's a lunch at Boma. I'm not sure what even that acronym's for. I should know. But at Laurie's Steakhouse.
Ooh, I like that. The cream corn, yeah. That's my favorite.
It is very good, isn't it?
They have the best prime cream rib, corn baby. And prime rib. Oh, my God. How do you like to spend the 4th of July? Are you a lounge around and watch sports and, you know...
Well, yes, I'm going to lounge around. It's going to be part of it. One of the things I love doing every Independence Day is I listen to Common Sense by Thomas Paine. It's not long. It was a pamphlet. January 1776 is when he distributed that out to the troops, and it inspired revolution. And it's so I'll spend the day listening to that, first of all, on my phone. Brenda Flank, you know Brenda Flank. She ran for city council.
I know her very well.
And she's got an event that I'm going to read the Declaration of Independence. And I did it a few years ago at her house, and now it's going to be at a park close by in her neighborhood. So I'm looking forward to that as well.
Yeah, Brenda is big into the Constitution and into the Declaration of Independence. And she is on a mission to help teach young people. And I don't know about you, Ron, but I find that so many people don't know what's in the Constitution, don't know what's in the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, any of that stuff. I'm always amazed by that, and Brenda has been a champion for those causes.
Oh, she's been the absolute best. Constitution Day event that she has every mid-September every year for the 17th, typically on September 17th when the Constitution was ratified by the states. So she's great with those events, so bless her for her work and what she does, and so that'll be part of it. Yeah, so we saw a lack of knowledge of the Constitution, certainly, with people not understanding, as I talked last week. If you're going to talk the abortion debate, you have to talk 10th Amendment. You have to. And that's critical, and few people wanted to do that, nor even understand what the 10th Amendment is, saying that if it ain't written there, it goes to the states or to the people. So that's sort of important. You know, it's only 4 pages of parchment, but it's sort of important what they wrote on those pages.
Are you working this weekend?
I am not. No, I'm going to be kicking back this weekend. So I guess I am. I got to tell you this. Friday. What's today? Thursday. So Friday morning. Tomorrow morning, Kevin, here's my tough job that I'm doing. I'm not doing sports tomorrow, but in the morning news from 5 to 7 a.m., I'm going around to various barbecue places where they are smoking their meats early in the morning, and to be out there to get some advice and get some good barbecue as we look forward to Independence Day weekend.
Wow.
Coming up.
So talk about tough duty.
Tough duty.
That's amazing.
Red meat. More red meat, baby.
I love it. Well, and as you know, I grew up in Kansas City, which I always refer to as the barbecue capital of the free world. It is absolutely amazing. I've had barbecue in the Carolinas and Texas, but the best I've ever found has been in Kansas City. There is something about the sauce they use, the way they smoke it, that is just incredible. And one of the things that I learned early on, that the sauce you use for a barbecue is not the real important thing. If there is something that's important, it's the marinade, okay? And
yeah. But and marinade, yeah.
Exactly. But the deal is that if the meat is smoked the right way, you shouldn't need sauce. You know, on a sandwich.
Well, the flavor of the meat. Just the flavor of the meat comes out and right, Rob, and the wood and that sort of stuff. Well, I'll find out more tomorrow. I mean, I want to find out. I have a Traeger smoker, the wood pellet smoker in my backyard, so I want to learn some stuff. These guys don't use the Traeger, so I'm sure that they would scoff at that. That's a lazy man smoker.
Oh, yeah.
I like it, but these dudes around town here, Rolling Smoke and John Moles, those are the places I'm going to tomorrow. Big B's.
Famous Dave's.
And... because I'm not doing any chains.
Ah.
I'm just doing one-off places here in Vegas. So I'm not doing a national chain of some sort.
Wild
Pig Barbecue, that's the other one.
Wild Pig. I got to ask you, because one of the things that to me is vitally important when we come to the 4th of July, people always make it like, well, it's the midpoint of summer and thus the midpoint of the Major League Baseball season. Which isn't necessarily true most years, and I'm just curious: the best baseball team at the midline, so to speak.
Who I think the best baseball team is?
Yeah, right now.
Oh, it's the Yankees right now. Yeah, the Yankees are just going.
Is anybody going to catch them? I mean, the Red Sox have played really well, but they keep losing ground.
Yeah, Dodgers have had a lot of injuries, so they got to get that part figured out. And I think they better be there in the end. Come on, they built this team and spent money on this team to make this happen. But here's the problem with the Yankees: as a lifelong Dodger fan, so thus you just inherit a dislike for the Yankees. I won't say a hatred; I'll just say a dislike. But here's the problem, Kevin: is they got no hit last Sunday against the Houston Astros. Three pitchers from the Astros threw a no-hitter against the Yankees in new Yankee Stadium. And I know it's not that new, but anyway, first one ever thrown in that stadium. The last three times the Yankees have been no-hit during the season, they've won the World Series.
Ooh.
1952, they got no hit that year. They got no hit in 58, and they got no hit in 2003. By the Astros, and they got no hit this year. So those are the last four times that I just named to you right there that they've been no hit. They don't get no hit very often. That's a pretty good streak. They're only four times since 1952, but three of those years they've won the World Series, and this one's still up in the air.
Why are the Yankees so good? I mean, is it a matter of the old George Steinbrenner era where you just buy so much talent that if 80% or 70% of it turned out to be okay, you'd win by six games?
I mean, they do have that talent. You're right. I mean, they have built a very good team. Giancarlo Stanton, Aaron Judge, these dudes can crush the ball, and they do early and often. So it's a fun team to watch, even if you don't like the Yankees, okay? It's hard to see them play like that well in pinstripes. Doesn't make me happy.
I understand.
It is what it is.
I understand completely. I've got to ask you about the latest that we're getting from Major League Baseball, that they want into Vegas in the worst way, and they're willing to put up hundreds of millions of dollars waiving relocation fees. That story came out in the last week. Can you talk a little bit about your knowledge of what's going on right now, and how close are we to landing the Oakland A's?
Okay, right now the story is we're waiting. Very boring commissioner meeting or whatever they're called, the board of something, that's what they're called, the board of something in Oakland. This meeting might be city council, probably city council, county commissioners, and they have all these different boards and all these levels of bureaucracy in Oakland that makes everybody want to leave. And that's part of the reason that they want to leave. They're voting today on whether they're going to use $12 billion towards the Howard Terminal project on the waterfront. If they do that and put a stadium in there, then it's likely that Oakland would then stay there. And I don't know that they really want that. I know Major League Baseball doesn't want that. So we're going to find out today how they vote. It's not a binding vote. It's not a permanent vote. It doesn't mean but it is another. If they vote no, then, of course, the A's are game on. They're gone. If they vote yes, there's still some variables that can be thrown in there. That being said, what you mentioned about the relocation fee, that could be close to $1 billion. So that ain't nothing, is what the A's normally would have to pay the rest of the league's owners, the other 29 owners. You got 30 big league owners. So the other 29 would split $1 billion. What Major League Baseball did, because they so badly want a team in Vegas and out of Oakland, that they waived that fee. And that makes that's a significant difference. That money could go towards building a stadium. That otherwise John Fisher, the owner, would have had to pay. And Fisher is not like crazy wealthy. He's probably only $2 billion. His family was the owner of the A's. The family owned the Gap stores, clothing stores, and different other retail stuff. So that's where he got his money from. But it's okay. You know, it's not like Stan Kroenke money. It's not like Jerry Jones money. It's not like, you know, some of the NFL guys and stuff that they got, and some of the other baseball owners. But he's in pretty good shape. But I don't think he has the money to independently build a stadium. So I don't know. I don't know how they're going to get the money to build that thing. Waiving the relocation fees will help a ton to that end.
And if not Oakland, what about Tampa Bay? Because I keep hearing, and every time you see highlights of home games for Tampa Bay Rays, there's nobody in the stadium. I mean, it looks like a spring training game.
Absolutely. There's nobody. It's hideous, the number of people, the lack of people that show up for Tampa Bay. And it is interesting. Obviously, they got a very good football team, won the Super Bowl a couple of years ago, and was in the mix again this year. But they, you know, with Brady a quarterback and stuff like that. So it's a good sports city. And their hockey team ain't bad either. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
The last three Stanley Cups. But baseball, it's crazy how baseball has not caught on there and why it's not better. And I don't know all the answers. I don't know the Tampa Bay market that well. But it is strange. But that's one of the teams they're looking at as well that could move here if Oakland doesn't. It does mess up the balance of the leagues, and so they got to figure that out, how a team, you know, from the East Coast playing on the West Coast now, you know, and then you can adjust that stuff and where you put teams in different divisions. It makes it very easy with the Oakland A's coming here, because then you just have an American League West team in Vegas.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
That makes that part simple. But Tampa's struggling right now.
Oh, exactly. And the big question is, will the A's pull the trigger on this thing, or will Major League Baseball force the issue? They seem very anxious to get this thing done.
No, it's a little bit of both. Does it sound real windy where I'm at?
It does.
Hold on. Let me turn the other direction. Let me see if that helps.
Oh,
I'm trying to get into my car from this event. I'll just walk backwards.
No.
I'm a guy right now.
No.
The wind is coming from the south at about 33 miles an hour, I'm going to guess. And it feels like 100 and hell degrees.
Hey, stay in your lane.
Yeah, you know. can't graduate to being a weather guy and know what it feels like right now. Okay, so I'm getting in my car, so it'll be better. Thanks for your patience.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. No.
Yeah, they're hurting. Tampa Bay's hurting. Major League, you look at all the fun things that have been done here in the last year. Look at with the Raiders and with the Knights, is we've seen an all-star game here for
draft.
Both leagues. We've seen the draft here.
Yeah.
Baseball sees that stuff, and they want those things in Vegas. And they know that every team in Major League Baseball will be richer because of Vegas over Oakland, for all the reasons we know.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see how this thing turns out and whether something happens sooner or rather than later. Ron, it is always good to have you on. I love having you on. We're going to have you on a regular basis. Thank you so much. I hope you have a great 4th of July. And I'll get up and watch you tomorrow.
From 5 to 7, I'm going to be doing barbecue all over town, different places.
I will be watching, and you'll make me hungry. I know you will. Ron, hey, have a great 4th of July, my friend. We'll talk again soon, okay?
Independence Day weekend, everybody.
There you go. Ron Futrell, sports anchor, reporter for 8 News Now. Be watching from 5 till 7 tomorrow. He'll smell like barbecue. That was one of the problems. Well, one of my first jobs, it's kind of weird, but one of my first jobs was working managing a barbecue restaurant. It was the Glenwood Manor Barbecue in Kansas City. And I loved it because I love barbecue, and living around barbecue, I could eat all the barbecue I wanted for free. The problem is at the end of the day, at the end of every shift, I smelled like smoke, like hickory smoke. It was just weird. No, it just was. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Jeep Only, located at 5255 West Sahara, is the only standalone Jeep dealership in Nevada. Jeep Only offers zero down and $499 per month on Jeep Grand Cherokees. We have over 300 used cars in stock. Bad credit? No problem. You want the best Jeep models available in the market? We have them. Wrangler, Gladiator, Cherokee, Grand Cherokee, and hand-selected pre-owned Jeep inventory, as well as full complement of lifted and customized Jeep models. Come see us today. Jeep Only, located at 5255 West Sahara.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Is snoring ruining your life? Do you sleep in separate bedrooms from loud snoring? Can't tolerate your CPAP? Well, help is on the way. Snore Bandit Stop Snoring Mouthpiece. Stop snoring tonight. Custom fit, FDA cleared, with a money-back guarantee. Only $139. Stop snoring and get your life back. Wake up feeling energized. Go to snorebandit.com. That's snorebandit.com.
We are there in your community. Small business owners, mechanics, police officers, homemakers. And we are there serving our nation in the Air Force Reserve. When medical emergencies arise, we meet the challenge. In cybersecurity, protecting and defending in cyberspace. When natural disasters happen, we are there in space.
Let's get some contact with a test one.
as a strong part of the nation's defense. We are there in the community, and we are there for our nation. We share a vision to make a difference, united and focused, taking pride in being there in service of our country. We are Reserve Citizen Airmen, and